who's back? Happy New Year to Chris Kurzman from the artspartnership.net, the head honcho of the Arts Pulse blog from that website. And welcome back. Did you have a good holiday?
I had a wonderful holiday. Speaking of hoarse voices, I got a little bit of a throat bug from one of my family members.
Let me back up.
Yeah. No, I had a fantastic holiday. We did a lot of traveling for Christmas. We went to visit some friends over New Year's that live down in St. Louis Park. All in all, fantastic, wonderful, great holiday season. Everything you could hope for, I guess.
Super, yeah. Super. And we've got the arts season. Are we moving into another full swing as we start a brand new year?
Yeah, there's a good chunk of action happening in the galleries. A lot of the galleries and the museums sort of follow an academic calendar. So a couple of them are starting to get active. I think the theaters, other than FMCT, has a thing going on this weekend. But things will slowly start to reboot here over the next couple of weeks. Everybody's, got to sort of get their bank accounts back up to normal, and then everybody will start getting out and about.
Should we start off with Amber Fletchock? I know you got a big write-up on her today on your Arts Pulse blog.
Yeah, yeah. Amber Fletchock is a really exciting young artist. She grew up in Devil's Lake, North Dakota. She spent, I think, a semester or maybe a year at MCAD down in the Twin Cities. Decided she didn't really like it there, and then she came back up to MSUM. She graduated a few years ago, and she's been basically professional full-time artist ever since then. She's since moved. She lives in a really small town called Hewitt, Minnesota, which she adores. She's loves rural life. When I spoke with her for this feature, she talked at length about her gardens, and she loves to they have three huge vegetable gardens and a lot of flower gardens. And what's interesting is that's sort of it's a big part of the inspiration for her work, which you can see it if you go over to the Arts Pulse blog. It's at theartspartnership.net/artspulse, and you can see some images of her work there. And the images you see don't really do them justice. They're really colorful, and you can sort of see some of the big forms in there. But what you can't really tell is that these are paper collages. And they look like something that she may have illustrated or maybe done digitally somehow. But they're actually very, very small images or things that she's clipped out of magazines. She really enjoys fashion magazines and food magazines, and she's a big fan of National Geographic. So she goes at these magazines with these tiny little scissors, and she finds little elements she likes, and she clips them out, and then she keeps them all, kind of sorts them by color and stuff. And then she just starts to put together these gorgeous collages that there's usually not like any big image that you can focus on. There's a lot of like small details and maybe like little feathers and things like that she puts into these shapes that are very organic. And I think that's where the influence of her gardening and being out in her garden comes into play, as she makes these shapes that they almost look like like surreal plants or something like that.
That's going to bring back a lot of memories for some folks, because I know I can remember doing collages back in grade school. But I mean, you know, I've really, be honest with you, haven't heard about that art form for quite some time.
Yeah, collages are. I actually am a big fan of collage. Seeing artists who pull all these a lot of times images that are pretty familiar to us. In some cases, they're not, and putting them into ways that really mess with your perception. I really enjoy that. In Amber's case, it's much more of a sort of a subdued thing. It's not like she puts cars together with people and stuff. Like, these are all almost like a lot of decorative elements that she works with and kind of molds into these shapes that that have a very organic feel to them. Yeah, it's a really exciting, she's a really exciting artist. This is actually her first solo show coming up. It's at the Etche Gallery, which is downtown on Broadway. There'll be an opening reception on Friday evening. Goes from 7 until 9 p.m. And Amber will be there, and you'll be able to meet her and check out this new work of hers. I think she'll have 12 panels in the show. So it's, I'm sure she worked hours and hours and hours on them, but definitely worth seeing live.
So I'm guessing, I mean, from what you've told me, described about her, I'm guessing that if Scott Sorum went and said, I would like a collage that specifically focuses on the Boston Red Sox, that might not be...
Oh, there you're talking.
Yeah. No, that might not be her forte.
You know, you might not exactly get what you were thinking of, but I think she could probably do it. You know, there'd be a lot of... to take the Boston Red Sox analogy, there'd be a lot of, like fingers and thumbs from first baseman gloves. And maybe like the spray of dirt from like somebody sliding into home base, mm-hmm. all sort of put together, and maybe a beard or two.
That's your gardening part. The dirt at home plate. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah,
we better talk to her about that.
another thing I should mention about Amber too. She's having this. She's having an incredible career. Again, she's fairly young, but she a couple of years ago was chosen as an honorable mention at the Plains Art Museum's. Art on the Plains, which is a juried exhibition. So it's juried by a juror. He was down in Nebraska and chose her as one of the more significant artists in that show. And also, if I think you may have had her on the show, Amy Thielen, who did the new Midwestern Cookbook.
Yes.
Did you have her on your show?
Yes.
Amber did. Amber and Amy are good friends, and Amber did sort of the art direction for her book.
Yeah, she was here on phone, and then I went and met her that night over at Plains Art. I went over.
Yeah, for her book signing. Yeah,
for a book signing. Delightful young lady.
Absolutely.
Just a delightful young lady.
And I kind of get a lot of the same vibe from Amber too. So if you met Amy Thielen and you liked her cookbook and you liked her, chances are you'd probably like Amber too.
Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the Plains Art Museum and maybe a look at what's happening over at the FMCT this weekend. Our Archie McCullough with Chris Kurzman from the Arts Pulse blog is with us, and we'll be back with more here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Get Bison women's basketball tonight, 6:40 with Jack Michaels right here on KFGO. It's a brand new year and a brand new edition of the Archie McCullough here on KFGO from the partnership, artspartnership.net, to the Arts Pulse blog. Chris Kurzman is with us. And things are popping over at the Plains Art Museum again coming up here, huh?
Yeah, that's right. There's a pretty interesting show that'll be opening up next week. It's opens on Thursday the 9th. The opening reception will go from 6 until 10 p.m. And there's an exhibition opening up called My Generation, Let's Take It Over. And it's essentially a collection, a group show of new and emerging artists in the Fargo-Moorhead area. Lots of young talent, lots of names that actually there's a few names on this list that I'm not familiar with. I've got a list of the artists here. Kelly Cantrell, Judith Feist, Tori Garlitz, Kaylin Gerrans, Stephen Hammer, Jerrica Olson, Ben Roll, and Ashley Straczynski will all be contributing work for this exhibition. And a few of these I am familiar with. Kaylin Gerrans is very, very talented, and sort of she's got a flair for the odd. For her bachelor show a couple of years ago, she got whole wool from, I think, like 12 sheep, and then she sheared all of that, and she... And then she took over an entire wall at the MSUM, at the gallery there, and sort of made this thing where it went from these lumps, and then it sort of transformed into these wolves with like wolf things coming out. And it was like a wolf's and sheep's clothing type of thing. Kaylin's awesome. And like I said, big flair for the odd. Stephen Hammer is sort of a sound artist, and he works in... digital media primarily. He works a lot with Glitch, which is also sort of a new emerging art form, which has to do with manipulating computer and computer systems to create these images and sounds that are, really odd. In some cases, a lot of the stuff he does is very unsettling, and I'm really interested to see
what
Stephen...
What was that called again?
Glitch.
Glitch.
Glitch, yep. Oh. You go on to Tumblr, or if you'd like, you can visit our Tumblr at artspulse.tumblr.com. I actually found some really fancy Glitch a little while ago on Tumblr and put it on ours.
I got to take a look at that. It makes me curious.
Yeah, there's it's sort of a native art form to the internet. There's a lot of you know, people out there who they use these programs to manipulate the code inside of a. Actually, one really easy thing to do, which some people can do at home, is to take an image, a JPEG, and you change the file name to TXT or to like a text file, and then you can open it up in you know, like any Word document type of a thing, and it's just a big long string of numbers and symbols and stuff, and you go through and you can change those and move them around and delete some and add some stuff in there, and then you save it, and then you change the file back to a JPEG, and then you get this image that has colors that are
really
off. And yeah, it's pretty cool.
Wow.
So these glitch art is awesome. You can find a lot of like glitch video. There's this thing called data moshing where you take a video file and you manipulate it so the images sort of bleed into each other and stuff. It's really cool stuff.
So there's some there's a connection there on your blog, you said?
Yeah, if you go to our Tumblr at artspulse.tumblr.com, I follow like three or four different glitch Tumblrs just to sort of sometimes I kind of liken them to like digital abstract art, where you know, the intention is to show sort of these elements of a system without like a complete picture of itself. So it's in some cases you get some stuff that's yeah, all right, so Bob's looking at this that it looks like a data moshed well, it's a GIF, so it's an animated GIF or GIF, and it's manipulated so that, one, that it loops, and then two, so that there's some like heavy pixelation and digital noise, but it's fireworks. New Year's Eve fireworks, and I think that blogger put it out on
that is
on New
pretty
Year's
neat.
Eve. Yeah, and you know, some is better than others. Sometimes they have recognizable forms in them because they're made from an existing photo or video or something like that. And yeah, it's really interesting stuff. You just if you just head onto Google and Google glitch art, you can find a couple of web documentaries about it too, if you're really curious about it.
That's cool. That's cool. We got about 90 seconds left here. We do want to mention that we got a little happening over at the FMCT this weekend.
Right. FMCT is doing a New Year's review, which is an annual thing for them. They'll be doing selections from a variety of different musicals, which that's a big annual thing for them. And plus, if you want to kind of extend your New Year's Eve celebration into this next weekend, you can sure do that. They'll be doing a show Friday evening at 7:30, Saturday evening at 7:30, plus Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. for their New Year's review.
Now, I was there last year, and I'm not sure if they'll do the same thing this year, but they had like, it was two intermission, but the first break was like, you know, the 50s, 60s, maybe early 70s from the music. And then the second half of the show was more of the current type of music, you know, from Cats and Lion King and whatever. So that's how they did it. They kind of separated into two different eras last year. So maybe they'll do it that again this year. I'm not sure.
But. Yeah, cool. If you're a fan of musicals, it sounds like a good way to get all the music out of the musicals and sort of do away with all the other stuff, I guess. I don't know. Just to hear the hits.
Well, listen, I want to thank you for joining in with us again tonight. It's great to have you back. Let's tell the folks again about the location of the Arts Pulse and the blog and how they can look at this Tumblr daily.
Certainly. if you just go onto your web browser and go to theartspartnership.net, you'll find the Arts Partnership page there, and the link for Arts Pulse is on the right side of the page. You click there, and you'll find the blog, and then you'll also find links to all of our various social media platforms, including our Tumblr, which is the little T over on the icons there. You can follow us on Twitter or Facebook as well, and please, by all means, sign up for our weekly email, where we condense down a lot of the stuff that we put on the blog. We shoot it right to your inbox every Thursday. We've got a good calendar on there where you can see stuff that's coming up and catch up on stuff that we're doing, and then catch up on stuff in and around the community as well.
Oh, by the way, next week we are going to chat a little bit. There is going to be a reception for the new over at Plains Art Museum.
Yep. That's right. Becky Dunham, who is the new curator over at Plains Art Museum, they'll be, we'll chat about it next week, we'll chat about it next week.
But January the 16th.
I believe it's the 16th. I'd have to double check. I know it's in that week at some point. I spoke with Becky a couple of weeks ago and did a write-up for the blog. She's a delightful person. You get her talking about archaeology. And paper. She's very into paper paper arts. So get her talking about that, and she'll talk your ear off.
Pretty cool. Yeah. Chris, good seeing you again. Stay warm, my friend. And once again, Happy New Year to you.
Hey, same to you guys.
Chris Kurzman.